那前两天呢，我在一个就是 BC 的一个聚集里面。
So, in the last couple of days, I was in the BC gathering.
那今天的话，那个的一些主要的一些精髓给大家分享一下。
And then I'm gonna share some of the important facts. I mean.
因为在这种聚集里面呢，是去的人很多都是被神呼召的一些牧者和代祷者，对这个神呢国家很有负担。
So most people who went to the gathering are called pastors and prophets who has a heart for the nation.
那好多人是被可能可以说是被神炼净很多。
So some of them have been
Purified. 所以神要把很大的负担放在他们身上。
So God has put a burden on them.
但是我们怎么样把这样一个精神，就是说传达到我们的地方的教会
？So how does this the core value can be passed down to the local churches?
那就是这样的是大家要来拥有，第一个心理上要来拥有。
So first of all, we have to embrace this from our heart. Because sometimes a lot of things you cannot understand on the first sight.
因为就像圣经好多时候你一些东西是不懂的。
Same as reading the Bible, sometimes you cannot grasp meaning when you first reading it.
不懂呢，要去信。
So even if you don't understand, you have to believe first.
要去拥有它。
To it.
在这个拥有的过程里面呢，圣经里面讲，他说你接待先知的就要得先知的赏赐。
So in the process, the Bible says if you receive the prophet, you will receive the blessing from the prophet.
那这次在我们中间也有一个先知。
So this time there was also a prophet was among the gathering.
其实呢，多老我搞不清楚，我问他你多大年纪，他不告诉我。
So he's old about.I don't know how old he really is.
Mark Dupont 看起来非常年轻。
So Mark Dupont, even though he looks very young.
他是在1994年的时候呢，他看到异象，神的宝座那边呢开始水流下来，要祝福多伦多，他就预言了1994年多伦多的大复兴。
So in 1994. Mark Dupont saw in a vision that the God's throne was flowing water to Toronto. So he was the one prophesied the 1994 revival in Toronto.
那个时候也是我们赵牧师呢，就是在那个地方被圣灵充满，他就是像狮子一样吼叫。
So our pastor Gideon was also being touched by God, and he was roaring like a lion.
那时候我们的赵牧师30多岁。
Back then, Pastor Gideon was in his
30s.
So I wasn't sure how old Mark Dupont was. He was serving in the church in Toronto.
He was serving in the church in
Toronto.
He
was serving in the church in Toronto. He was serving in the church in Toronto. He
was
serving
in
the church
in
Toronto.
He was
serving in
the
church in Toronto. He was serving in the church in Toronto. He was serving in the church in Toronto. He was serving in the church in Toronto. He was serving
in the church in Toronto. He was serving in the church in Toronto. He was serving in the church in Toronto. He was serving in the church in Toronto. He was serving in the church in Toronto. He was serving in the church in Toronto. He was serving in the church in
Toronto. He was serving in the church in Toronto. He was serving in the church in Toronto. He was serving in the church in Toronto.Calling my friend of Toronto, saying that, "Oh, please come back. There's a lot of people coming into the church."
他们本来那个教会呢是装200-300人的地方，后来呢每天都有500-700-800-1000人，后来是从星期一到星期天都在聚会。
So, at first the church only can handle 200 people, but every day more people came, and then 500, 600, up to 1,000. So they have to have a service from Monday to Sunday.
那后来呢，就把这个教会搬到机场附近，多伦多机场，所以好多人知道是 Toronto Airport Church.
So yeah, so they moved the church to the airport, so it's also known as Toronto.
那我讲的就是这里面其中很重要的一个大家精髓要抓住的呢，就是寻求主的面。
So the most important thing to grasp is to seek His face.
就是真的用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
So worship Him with a truth and spirit.
那聚会里面，这次的聚会里面有好多的一些内容，但是最重要的回归到还是以心灵和诚实来敬拜。
So there's a lot of things talked about in the gathering, but the most important thing is to worship God with truth and truth. Yes, spirit and truth.
如果我们放到约翰福音第四章的话呢， 我们就看到神在要这样的人来敬拜。
So if we turn to John chapter 4, you will know that God wants this kind of people to worship him.
那我们可以一起来读一下，当时这个撒玛利亚妇人呢，就是问耶稣怎么样来敬拜。
So this Samaritan woman was asking Jesus how to worship.
那耶稣就告诉她一个答案。
And Jesus answered her.
这个答案呢是革命性的答案。
And this answer is a revolutionary advice.
这是新约和旧约里面最大的一个区别。
And it's also the most difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
那圣经里面是这样写的。
So this is what is written in the Bible.
那个妇人说：“先生，我看出你是先知。
”So the woman said, "Sir, I see that you are a prophet of God."
二十节呢说：“我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说要敬拜的地方就在耶路撒冷。”
Our father worshipped on this mountain, but you.Jews claim that the place where we worship must be in Jerusalem.
那耶稣说：“妇人，你当信我，时候，到了，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。”
So Jesus declared, "Believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem."
耶稣说：“妇人，你当信我。”时候将到，你们拜父，对不起，眼睛有点花。你们所拜的，你们不知道；我们所拜的，我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know. For salvation is come from the Jews.
二十三节，时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
Yet a time is coming and now has come when true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth.
神是个灵，所以拜他的必须要用心灵和诚实来拜他。
For they are all the kind of worshipper that Father seeks. God is spirit, and His worshipper must worship Him in spirit and in truth.
那神呢在寻找这样的人拜他，那个要这样的人拜他，原文在泰奥是寻找，他在找，到处在找这样的人，看着哪样的人，哪个人是用心灵和诚实的。
So in the original text, Chateo is used, meaning that God is looking for this kind of worshipper to worship Him.
所以在旧约里面，亚当夏娃他们不拜了。
So in the Old Testament, Adam and Eve stopped worshiping God.
后来在他的儿子里面找到赛特，说那时候人就求告神的名。
So in the descendants, they found and they God found Seth. So he was the one who worshiped God.
在赛特的那一支里面呢，他又发现后来的这个马土撒拉、挪亚。
So and the tribe of Seth, he also found Methuselah and Noah.
从挪亚开始又繁衍出来亚伯拉罕，就是商的后代亚伯拉罕。我们也是商的后代，中国人也是商的后代。
So after Methuselah and Noah, then it comes the tribe of Shem. Yeah. So as Chinese, we are also from the tribe of Shem.
后来就是亚伯拉罕犹太人。
And then also Abraham and Jews.
但是一代一代有些人就不拜，有些人就拜。
So generation after generation, some have turned away from God, stopped worshiping Him.
有些人就胡拜瞎拜。
And some people worship all kind of stuff.
那有些人呢，就按照神的心意在拜。
And some people worship God according to His faith.
所以耶稣来呢，说是。拜这个时候呢，时候见到如今就是了。拜神的不在耶路撒冷，也不在这个山上。
So that's what Jesus said. Now the time has come. We the true worshippers, we do not worship in Jerusalem on this mountain or that mountain.
那这个东西犹太人听起来是很不舒服的。
So for Jews, it's quite strange to hear about this.
世世代代人都要在耶路撒冷敬拜。
So generation after the generation, they have been worshiping God on the hill, on the mountain in Jerusalem.
到今天，所有的战争都要打耶路撒冷。
So even till this day, all the battle is fighting for Jerusalem.
那今天就说犹太人已经准备好建第三个圣殿。
So the fact is that the Jews is ready to build the third temple.
但是那个圣殿的地址是原来大卫建圣殿的地方呢，正好是现在回教的金顶寺。
So but the old temple was actually the same place where the golden mosque is on in Jerusalem.
其实他们随时做好准备，就是把那个金顶寺要化成他们的圣殿。
But they are prepared and ready to replace the mosque with their own temple.
他们甚至要付上性命的代价。
And they might even lose their lives for this.
他是甚至放下一切的东西都要回归耶路撒冷。
And they left everything behind to return to Jerusalem.
在美国，在苏联，在世界各地，包括中国开封的犹太人，我看了一些照片，长得像中国人，他们都要回归耶路撒冷。
So in USA, in Russia, even in China, we have a group of Jews living in China. Even though they look like Chinese, but still they want to return to Jerusalem.
就是耶路撒冷对他们这样大的一个吸引力。
So Jerusalem is a great attraction to them.
但是耶稣今天来说什么？他说拜父的不在在山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
But Jesus came and told them that to worship is not on Jerusalem. It's not on this mountain, not that mountain.
所以怪不得耶稣要被钉死，被犹太人钉死。
This is probably why Jesus was crucified.
如果我是犹太人，我当时都要把他钉死。
If I was a Jew, I would be really shocked to hear what he said and probably crucify him myself.
我就在那个钉死他的那个人群当中。
I would probably among the ones who crucified him.
因为他讲的对犹太人来讲实在太超前了，太超越了。
Because the things he said to the Jews is beyond their understanding.
那其实并不是超前，他只是回到原来神起初造人的心意。
It wasn't because he was beyond them, but he was actually going back to the original, the original.
最早的时候，神和人在这个伊甸园里面的时候，神和人居在一起。
So in the beginning, in the Garden of Eden, God was with man.
所以他说他跟亚当在一起走路，他更像亚当的讲话。
So he was walking along Eden, he was talking to Eden.
那一直到亚当向他犯罪。
Until they sinned.
一直到他们躲起来。
Until they hide.
不想见神的面。
And they didn't want to see the face of God.
那后来就有一系列的，就是说事情发生。
And then things happened later on.
神要恢复这样一种敬拜
，and God want to restore the original type of worship，
也恢复，也要有律法
，and He want to restore the laws。
但在这个过程里面呢，人总是把这些东西都会扭曲。
But in the process, people always distorted the things that God intended。
人会把一个容易的事情变得很难。
And God, as human, we want to make something simple to be complicated。
人会把神的一个美好的心意呢，变成一个律法来捆绑别人。
And we want to make the goodness of God into some kind of law.
所以呢，就是实实在在就会存在这样一个问题。
So generation after generation, the problem always.
那耶稣作为神的儿子来，他就是要把神真正敬拜的心意、敬拜的方式，重新的来恢复。
So as the Son of God, Jesus want to restore all this back to the original meaning, to the heart of God.
但是他说，拜父的不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷，这个东西对我们来说很容易理解，
so,
但是对犹太人来讲受不了。
So when he said that you do not worship on this mountain or in Jerusalem, it might be easier for us to understand, but it's hard for the Jews to understand.
那今天我们先不管犹太人，先管我们自己。
So we will leave the Jews behind, but we will focus on ourselves first.
那今天呢，作为教会也是一样，好多时候把一个简单的东西搞得很复杂。
So even today as a church, sometimes we like to complicate something that should be simple.
把神的恩典呢，就变成了。捆绑着的律法。
So we sometimes turn the mercy from God to be some kind of a bondage on people.
把这个福音这个好消息呢，有时候就变成了一个坏消息。
So we turn the good news into some kind of bad news.
但是耶稣来呢，就是很简单，就是说，就这么简单，你要用心灵和诚实来敬拜。
But Jesus came, so that's a simple message. So just worship him in spirit and truth.
我想当时啊，有些犹太人会非常高兴。
I believe some of the Jews made was happy to hear.
哎呀，住在那个边缘地区。
Especially those who live on the further side of the mountain.
哎呀，我们不需要一年三次去上耶路撒冷，带着牛，带着羊，带着儿女家眷，走好多天。
So they were probably happy because they don't need to carry their cattle, their cows, and their little children and go a long way to Jerusalem to worship.
所以这些人就说：“哎呀，耶稣啊，太棒了，我跟随你啊。
”Good God, Jesus, okay, we will follow you.
可能他们根本就不想敬拜，也说耶稣太好了。
Maybe instead of them, they didn't really want to go to Jerusalem to worship. That's why.
不需要去耶路撒冷。
So we no longer go to Jerusalem to worship.
哦，你说徒步旅行好多天的，去了耶路撒冷，还要载着我，我需要只有三头牛两只羊，结果要带一头牛去，还要献上。
So because they don't need to walk on foot for days and days, and they may have only maybe.House and their field, and they have to sacrifice one of them.
So, yes, 太棒了，太棒了。
Good Jesus, that's good.
That's good news. 我们拥护你。
We will support you.
但是有的人会拥护他，但是不会跟随。
So people may support him, but they do not follow him.
所以那群人呢，就是耶稣定十字架站远远看着那群人。
They are probably the people who stand further away while looking at him being crucified.
那有一群人是跟随他。
And some of them was the one who followed Jesus.
真正听他话。
And those ones are the ones who listened to him.
那就开始用心灵和诚实来敬。
And they started to worship God in spirit and in truth.
那心灵就是用我们最深处，我们内心的深处要来敬拜。
So from our heart is from the deepest part of our heart.
那诚实呢，就是说我们，真真实实的来到神的面前。
So in truth means that we come as who we are in front of God.
那也是用这个神的真正的灵来敬拜。
And we also worship Him and with the Spirit from God.
也是用他的真理来敬拜。
And we also worship Him in His truth.
在原本里面呢，这个他是不知道是我们的心灵还是我们的诚实还是。圣灵还是真理搞不清楚。
So in the original text, we do not understand whether it's the spirit from the God, from Holy Spirit or our spirit.
或者是我们要诚实还是真理。
The truth or the being truthful to ourselves.
就是大写的真理还是小写的真理。
So the capital truth or the small letter truth.
英文间 tell me the truth, 就是告诉我实话，这叫 truth.
So in English, when we say "tell me the truth is the truth."
如果是大写的真理，就是大写的 truth 就是真理。
So the capital truth represents the real truth.
那因为原本呢，圣经是用希腊文写的，而且所有的都是大写。
So in the original text, everything is written in Greek and also in capital letters.
也没有标点符号。
And there wasn't any punctuation.
所以要感谢这些学者们呢，他们把这个整理出来，就是说加了标点符号。
So praise God that we have the scholars who have been putting like punctuation marks on them.
但是呢，到这个地方是大写的零还是小写的零？大写的 truth 就是真理还是小写的真实
？So to this part, we do not know whether it means.Capital spirit or the small letter spirit, meaning Holy Spirit or our spirit, or the capital truth or our truth.
那大部分的翻译呢用小写。
So most of the translation it was using the small letter.
那我觉得这些翻译的人也是生气，是他们我们人只能理解到这个程度。
So I believe they were also, they are also touched by God, and as a human, this is what our understanding is.
就是我们先要诚实。
So first of all, we have to be truthful to ourselves.
先要用内心的这个心灵的深处来敬拜他。
We have to worship Him from the deepest part of our heart.
那这样敬拜的人呢，圣灵就会来。
When you worship by God, and then the Holy Spirit will can come to us.
那大写的灵就会来。
So the capital letter truth will come, the Spirit will come.
当我们真实的时候呢，那个真理就来。
When we are truthful and the truth.Capital truth will come.
那好多人呢就非常强调，我们必须要在圣灵和真理里面敬拜。
So some people will emphasize on to worship God in the truth and the spirit.
我们所以就是说强调的我们每一次的敬拜必须在圣灵里面要敬拜。
So they emphasize on every time we worship, we have to worship with the Holy Spirit.
啊，我们要就用神的话来敬拜。
We worship God with the words from God.
我觉得也是对的。
And I believe that's right.
但是呢，神会给我们恩典，从小小到大小。
But God will also give us mercy so that we will start from the small letter truth and the spirit first.
那这里讲到呢，他说神是个灵。
And it says God is a spirit.
所以人必须要用心灵和诚实来拜。
That's why we have to worship Him in spirit and truth.
因为我们的神不是物质的神。
Because our God is not a material God.
那他是创造宇宙万物，从无到有创造了宇宙万物。
He is he's the creator of the universe. He was the beginning and the end.
他是灵，他不是物质。
He is a spirit. He is not a physical thing. He's
the
God.
这一点非常非常的清楚。
So it's written clearly in the Bible.
所以什么科学家什么人给你辩论什么的，就是上帝造了万物，他肯定不是这个物质。
So if someone want to debate on you, if God is a creator, he must not be the part of the universe. I mean, yeah, the creation itself.
那我们来到他的面前呢，就是一个。敬畏和诚实的心要来到。
So we'll come to him in awe and in spirit and in truth.
而且要真的让他的圣灵来运行。
And we have to to let his spirit work in ourselves.
而且真的要按照他的真理来敬拜。
And we have to worship him according to his truth.
那为什么呢
？Why？
你知道我们人的好多的思想想法呢？过了一段时间，你就发现，哇，怎么其实是蛮错误的。
So because as a human, if you reflect on what you have thought before, you might find that, oh, what I thought before was wrong. Because our thinking is associated with the amount of education or the books that you
read. 跟我们的家庭，跟我们的社会环境，跟我们的时代。
And also associated with our family, our background, our upbringing.
所以我们的想法，我们的看法。
So,
都是是是因为
某个圈子里。So our opinions can only be used in a circumstances.
那出了这个范围以后呢，突然发现不灵了。
Sometimes if you get out of your own zone, you will find that your opinion, your thinking, your rationales may not work.
所以我们在小时候说这个毛泽东思想是放之四海而皆准。
So when we were small, so the thinking, the sorry, the theory from Chairman Mao was
apply anyway.
Yeah.
那我们希望是这个。
And that's at least that's what our hope was.
但是呢，不知道是不是这样的。反正现在 apply 就是实践很多年的，好多人。并没有实践出什么，又走了资本主义的道路。
So after applying his theories for many many years, and a lot of people kind of return to materialism, capitalism.
所以就是我们呢，要根据真理来敬拜。
So we have to worship him according.
这是这个大会的其中一个呢，我就一直在听，一直在反省我自己呢，反省我们的教会，就说再次回到真理。
So during this gathering, I've been constantly reflecting on myself, on the church, but we have to really return to God and worship Him in truth and spirit.
那讲到很多其他的东西，在这个聚会，比如说两代要同行啊，我们要来尊荣老一辈啊，还有讲到这个，有的人就讲到他们怎么样来尊重这个神的秩序啊，在这里面怎么样来学习啊。怎么样来释放年轻人进入他们的命定啊
？So in the gathering, we also talked about how to walk side by side with the younger generation and how to honor the older generation, and also about releasing the young people into the field.
但是呢，我们真的回到真理上来的时候呢，我们要知道哪个是最重要的，哪个是次要的。
So, but when we return to the truth, we have to know what is the superior, the most important thing is, and then the other secondary stuff.
那最重要的，我们就是要用心灵和诚实的敬拜。
So the most important thing is to worship God in truth and spirit.
而这种敬拜呢，就是必须是一种发自内心的一种敬拜。
This kind of worship has to come out from your heart.
诚实地来面对自己。
And be truthful to yourself.
诚实地来面对神。
Be truthful to God.
但是这种诚实面对的过程里面呢，一定要有耶稣。
So during this process, as we face to God with truth, we need Jesus.
为什么？
Why?
但是你真正的去面对这位上帝，他的真理和他的大能的时候呢，是非常可怕的。
Because when you face God, it's an awesome thing.
所以好多人如果没有耶稣，我们是不敢诚实的。
So without Jesus, a lot of people are there to be truthful to themselves.
你不能诚实。
Because you do not dare to be truthful.
虽然不诚实也根本不起作用。
So even though you do not honest with yourself, but it doesn't make any difference.
因为这个神创造天地的人，实在圣经上他是烈火。
Because the Bible says he is the consuming fire.
他是大能的，大能的。
He is almighty.
他是圣洁的。
He's holy.
所以怎么面对他
？How can you face him like that?
最近科学家发现，他说这个星系啊 ，galaxies， 很多像这个银河系这样的星系呢，它们旋转的方式呢都是一样的。他说这个是好像是一个智慧的，就是造出来的，就这样讲。他说这个是安排的，都是旋转的方式都是一样的。
So the scientists have found a lot of galaxies, say our Milky Way, they all rotate in the same way. It seems like it's made of this out of design.So someone must have designed or disorder.
那大家听说过黑洞对吧？那宇宙里面有黑洞，黑洞就是说什么东西进到里面，光线都会吸到里面去。
So also you have heard about the black holes. So because it's so dense, everything can be attracted or sucked into the black hole, including light itself.
所以这些东西，神造的这些东西，我们比起来。就知道我们非常的渺小。
So when you compare all these things, you will find out how insignificant you are.
但是另一方面，知道我们要找一个神，就是要找这样大能的神。
But if we want to find a God, we need to find an almighty God like that.
所以一定要找到他的爱。没有爱的时候，一个大能的神是非常可怕的。
So you have to find His love. Without love, facing a God like that is awesome. It's too fearful.
那另一方面呢？如果没有这样一位大能的神，我们来看这一个教会，看世界上的人试图要来改变这个世界，这也是不可能。
So without a God like that, if you try to change your church or your society, it will be impossible.
所以我们必须要有这位大能。
So we have to have Him.
但是呢，大能的神看到世界上的罪人，这些罪人根本就不合他的标准。
But as an Almighty God, when He saw us as sinners, none of us can live to His standard.
那怎么办
？So what do we do?
这就是耶稣要来的原因。
That's why Jesus came.
那我们也是非常的感谢上帝，因为耶稣呢，我们今天可以来到他的面前。
Praise God for that because the blood of Jesus so we can face Him like this today.
那我们也有了盼望。
And we have hope.
我们也可以与心灵和诚实来敬拜。
So that we can worship Him in spirit and in truth.
如果耶稣不来，我们没有办法与心灵和诚实来敬拜。
If Jesus has not come, we cannot worship Him like that in spirit and in truth.
因为虽然我们需要他，但是太可怕。
Even though we needed Him, but He's too fearful for us.
所以是不是我们要感谢耶稣？
So should we praise God, praise Jesus.
So Jesus 这里说时候见到，如今就是了，这是因为他来。
That's why Jesus said the time has come and now it is because He came.
时候见到，如今就是了。那个词呢的原文就是现在就在门口了，就在这里了。
So the original text means that now is the time. I am at the door.
所以呢，就是你就可以心灵和诚实来敬拜。
That's why you can worship Him in spirit and in truth.
那当然，过去也可以用心灵和诚实敬拜，但是只有少数的人明白。
So maybe in the past you could worship Him in spirit and in truth, but only a very few people understood that.
像亚伯拉罕这样子，他懂得怎么样去献祭。
So same as Abraham, he knows how to give sacrifice like that.
像一少部分的人就明白，就是说怎么样来在行在神的面前。
So only a few of them knows how to walk with God.
那真正这些在旧约里面行在神面前的呢，完全是也是因着信心。
So all of the people who in the Old Testament walk with God are walking in faith.
所以是相信他。
So you have to believe him.
不是因为相信我们自己。
Not because we believe in ourselves.
你相信自己就完了。
If you believe yourself, you are doomed.
任何一个人相信自己的时候，你就在神的面前站不住了。
If you believe yourself, you couldn't stand in the presence of God.
任何一个时候，你要来夸耀自己的这个。自己的这个道德标准，在主的面前，你就定了你自己的罪。
So every time you want to praise yourself for what you have done, your own standard, you are sinners in the face of God.
所以我们为什么要高举耶稣的名
？That's why we have to praise the name of Jesus.
所以我们要教会永远都是要高举耶稣的名。
So in the church, we have to always lift up high the name of Jesus.
那耶稣基督被高举的时候，就说：“因着他是我们的替罪羔羊。”
When Jesus Christ has been lifted up high because he is our salvation.
Sacrifice.
Sacrifice the lamb.
他是那个羔羊献上的祭。
He is the lamb, the sacrifice for us.
所以呢，我们可以大胆的来向他求恩惠。
So that we can ask him in boldness for mercy.
不仅是求恩惠，你可以大大的求恩惠。
Not just ask for mercy, but ask him a lot of mercy.
那马克杜潘当时也分享到，就是说，在他在美国不同地方带领的聚会里面，好多人的疾病就得医治。
And yesterday, Mark Dupont shared that in his past gatherings, a lot of people get healings when he speaks.
我们教会也是有同样的应许。
And our church also has the same promises.
那圣经上给所有信的人都有同样的应许。
And the Bible has given us all those people who believe in the word of God the same promise.
就是信的人要有神迹奇事随着。
So those who believe, signs and wonders will be following.
我们要期待着。
And we have to anticipate.
我们大胆的去踏出这样的。
And we have to step out in boldness.
那他就这个就是神的一个恩典，借着耶稣留下。
So this is a grace from the Jesus.
那任何人要用自己的美德去换取这个的时候，你就完了。
If you want to treat all the signs and wonders by your own good deeds, you are doomed.
但是你承认你是一个罪人，需要耶稣的时候呢，你就开始新生机了。
But if you admit that you are a sinner and you believe in Jesus Christ, then you signs and wonders will follow you.
这就是神的作风。
And this is the way of God.
他说，在这个有一次呢，就是说他那个 live stream 他讲道的时候呢。有一个地方的人呢在听他讲道。
So Mark Dupont was sharing that while he was speaking in a meeting, and they were live streaming on the internet, and people from another part of the world was listening to his sermon.
那后来他就圣灵感动，他就告诉说，膝盖有病的人站起来，神要医治。
So God moved him so that he said that all those people who have problem on their knees, please stand.
就是 God wants to heal you.
So God is going to heal those with knee problems.
他说后来就是有一个人就报告他，那边呢就在那个 live stream 那边看电视听到的一个女的呢，她膝盖有问题。
So someone reported him back later on that there was a lady who listening to his sermons on the live stream, a woman with some knee problem.
但是呢，他正好听到那一段的时候呢，就睡着了，睡觉了。
But she fell
asleep.
So she was listening to the message at night, and she fell asleep during that part of the sermon.
但是他醒来以后呢，他的两个膝盖就全好
了。But when she woke up,
他也没听到那个讲道。
But when she woke up, both of her knees were healed, even though she wasn't listening because she was sleeping.
就是这样的神迹就发生，这是因为恩典。
So things like that happen because of mercy.
这是写在圣经里面。
And this is written in the Bible.
我们信的神就是圣经里面的神。
So the God that we believe is a God from the Bible.
所以神说耶稣是昨天、今天、直到永远都一样。
That's why the Bible says Jesus is saying yesterday, today, and forever.
他说信我的人要做比我更大的事情。
Those who believe in me will do greater things.
也就是说，今天在我们教会的这群人呢，要做比耶稣更大的事情。
So meaning that every one of us in the church today will do greater things than what Jesus had done before.
不知道你听了怎么样？
What do you think after you listen?
你听了如果不信，你要悔改，为什么？因为耶稣讲的不是我讲的，这圣经里面的就帮耶稣说，信的人要做比我更大的事。
So if you listen but you did not believe, you go and repent because this is what written in the Bible, not by me.
这是耶稣讲的，不是我讲的。
So this is what said by Jesus.
所以你信他呢，你就要信他的话。
So if you believe in Jesus, you have to believe the things that he has said.
所以我呢也变得很聪明，因为耶稣这样讲，你到时候不要找我麻烦。
So I am smarter in this way because Jesus said so. Do not come after me.
昨天我在开车的时候听一个报告。
Yesterday I was well. I was driving. I was listening to a report.
有一个牧师被告。
So a pastor has been sued.
为什么被告呢
？Why was he been sued?
是因为他这个会众呢得了癌症。
哦、oh, ，because so one of his member from the church got cancer.
他说他的牧师没有做关心他，没有关心他，他说他说没有做牧师要做的事。
So he sued the pastor because he said the pastor didn't come to him, didn't like you know.
事实上，广播上把他讲说他为什么要告牧师那一段话很剪出来。
And then the radio actually announced this, the actual words that what he sued the pastor for.
我觉得也蛮有趣的，就是牧师究竟应该做什么
？So I find it interesting as a pastor, what you have to actually do.
感谢主，我相信我今天给你得什么病祷告。没有好的话，我相信我们教会的人不会告。
But maybe none of you will sue me if I pray for your sickness and you did not get healed.
因为这是耶稣的事情，不是我的事情。
Because it's the business, Jesus' business, not my business.
所以呢，我就把责任推卸给耶稣了。
So I put my burdens to Jesus Christ.
那其实这也是我应该做的事情。
And this is actually the things that I should do.
为什么？
Why?
我跟你讲，圣经里面解释过，我把人都带到我这里，我就有祸了。
Because the Bible says, if I bring all the people to myself, I will be in trouble.
我是要把人要带到耶稣那边去。
So I am here to bring all the people to the face of Jesus.
这就是牧师的工作，对不对
？That's why the job for the pastor.
那我应该为那个牧师来祷告。
I have to pray for the pastor.
我们说这个同病相怜，还是同什么？就是他希望。对，神怜悯他。
So we pray that God will have mercy on him.
那今天呢，我们就是真的就是耶稣，一切都是耶稣。
So all of these are because of Jesus.
我们信仰的根基一定要明白，第一就是耶稣基督，并他钉十字架，这是根基。
So as a foundation of our faith is that Jesus Christ has been crucified for us.
我们有很多好的教导可以来教导，什么亲子教育啊，婚姻辅导啊。各种各样的这个。
So we have a lot of good teachings on our marriages and on your relationship with your children.
心理学怎么样来让人得自由啊
？And how to get free by psychology?
怎么样来正面思考
？And how to think positively?
但是呢，建一栋大楼它有根基。
But if you're building a building, you need a foundation.
任何华侨的东西，你不要把它放在根基。
So, like all this added stuff, you do not put it in the foundation.
那根基上放的呢，就是粗糙的石头。
So on the foundation is just rocks, solid rocks.
Rough rocks.
Rough rocks.
你不能放那些漂亮的蓝色的玻璃、花色的玻璃，什么哇，那些很漂亮的装饰放到那个地方。
So you do not put decorations on the foundation, not like glasses or stuff like that.
那些东西有它的位置。
So those things have their own position.
等大楼建到一定程度的时候呢，就把它放上去。
So when the building is almost done, you put the decorations on.
等那些东西没有的时候呢，大楼还在那。
So if those the decorations are not there, the building will be still there.
你可以把另外的东西贴上去。
You can put other stuff on the building.
所以呢，教会里面有时候一些东西啊，方向啊，服饰的这个方向是可以改变的。
So that's why a lot of our ministries can change.
但是呢，不要把这个大楼根基里的石头拿走。
But we do not take away the rocks from the foundation.
让整个大楼就倒了。
So, because we are afraid the whole building.
圣经上讲这个方角石，教会的方角石就是耶稣基督。
So the Bible says the cornerstone is Jesus Christ Himself.
啊，而且他钉十字架。
And he has been crucified.
他钉十字架什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
大家都知道，就是清楚的要知道，这就是我们福音的核心，你的罪得了赦免。
So you have to know that's the core value of our beliefs. Our sin has been set free.
就是耶稣基督为你付上了一切的代价。
So Jesus has paid all the prices for you.
这是核心价值。
So that's the core value of our belief.
那下面就是圣灵赐给你了，因着你的罪得赦免，神的灵赐给你。
So after that, it's the Holy Spirit has given to you because all your sins have been forgiven.
你可以有一个新的生命。
Life,
你过一个新的生活
a new life,
而且有这个生的能力随着你
and you can also have the power of God with you.
但是 在上面呢就是叫做师徒和先知的教导圣经里面讲房角石是耶稣完了根基呢是师徒和先知的教导就是圣经
So the Bible says the cornerstone is Jesus Christ himself and then the foundation will be the teaching of the prophets and the apostles
所以我们要建造在圣经的根基上。
That's why we have to build on the foundation of Bible.
那其他的东西呢，会随着来。
And everything else will come along.
那有可能它是这样的一种方式出现。
So sometimes can be manifested in this way.
有可能以那样一种方式出现。
Or the other way.
就像这种圣灵充满的时候，包括前两年也是，好多人会，吼啊、叫啊、又抖啊。
So including the manifestation of being filled by the Holy Spirit. So a couple of days ago, there were people with the Holy Spirit, they were like yelling and you know, shouting.
那这个是次要。
So this is secondary.
但是呢，我们重要的东西呢，要知道就是刚才我讲。
So, but we have to know the most important things as I stated early on.
但是呢，我们也要讲，就是我们教会要预好，做好预备。当这个圣灵浇灌的时候呢，好多现象会出现。
So as a church, we need to be prepared. So when the Holy Spirit has been poured down on us, there are some kind of manifestation.
因为我们讲这个神是大能的神。
Because we have told that the God is Almighty God.
他要做他的事情。
He will do the things that he wanted to do.
我们正确的态度是要让位，是要敬畏他。让位什么意思？把我们自己的想法都要放下，让他来工作。
So what we have to do is to let him do what he has to do. Just lay down our own crown and let him do.
好多时候我们服侍神的人要为神要来调整很多。
So as a servant of God, a lot of times we are being adjusted by God.
好多时候要是悔改。
And a lot of times we have to repent.
为什么我们总会有一些模式在我们的里面
？Because we a lot of times we have a certain mold that is in us.
那些模式呢？我仔细去看的话，可能是我们的经历，而不是圣经。
So a lot of those can be our bad experiences that has constrained us.
就是这次这个 Mark Dupont 也讲到他的一些经历。
So Mark Dupont also shared some of his own experiences in the past.
当时他说多伦多复兴来临的时候呢，正好他就有一个房子呢，有六个房间。
So while doing the revival of the Toronto revival in the 90s, he has a six bedroom house for rent.
所以他呢，天天就要接待世界各地来的人，住在他的家里。
So every day he was receiving people from the other part of the nation to come.
那有一次呢，就是接待我们的赵牧师。
So once he received Pastor Gideon.
结果他就祷告说：“这个牧师怎么都一个一个倒在地上？”
So he prayed, and he found all the pastors was started to falling on the ground.
只有赵牧师没倒。
Only Pastor Gideon did not fall.
而且他比较信任赵牧师。
But he believed in Pastor Gideon.
他说：“这个年轻的牧师啊，看起来各方面又谦卑，行为也很好，我比较信任他。”
Because he believed in Pastor Gideon, because as aHe was a young pastor back then, and then he has a good manners.
他就是 Gideon， 你来帮助他，帮助这些牧师。
So he said, "Oh, Pastor Gideon, please help these pastors."
结果他一扬手给这个Gideon 祷告的时候呢，赵牧师叫 Gideon， 他开始狮子一样开始吼。
So he laid his hands on Pastor Gideon, and Pastor Gideon started to roar like a lion.
而且呢，就是他就做出一个像狮子抓狮子的动作，就吼了，他像狮子吼。
And he also made this gesture as a lion, like catching food, like.
他说：“太糟了 ，Gideon 也被鬼附了。”
他说 ：“What happened to Pastor Gideon? He must be possessed.”
他说他过去就是即使赶鬼呢，人就是像狮子一样，他就赶鬼，那个是像撒旦像吼叫的狮子一样，所以他就是赶鬼。
Because in the past has been casting out demons from people, and then the Bible says, you know, like the evil ones were hunting like lions, you know.
他真的这样做，有的人就是做出狮子状，他就去当。
Oh, so yeah, there were actually people that actually do that, like as a lion.
他就说这个今天被鬼附了，我也当鬼。
So he thought to himself, oh, Pastor Kingpin must be demon possessed. I need to cast.
但是呢，他有一个习惯，就是一直要来问神。
But he has this habit of asking God.
他问神说，他就是圣灵给他讲的。你看到基甸，你一直认识他。他就是这是从你来的吗
？So he asked God for the answer, and Holy Spirit asked him back, say, "This is the Gideon that you have known. So is the manifestation from God on you?"
神就告诉他，你前两天刚发那个预言，就是如果狮子吼叫的话，怎么样怎么样，他现在就出来了。
So the Holy Spirit reminded him that what he has prophesied few days ago about what will happen if a lion start to roar. So this is what the time has come now that lion has start to roar.
那个是在阿摩斯书里面讲的啊，阿摩斯书里面就是我不仔细回到那边讲，就说。对对对对，就是他就是在这个前面呢，多伦多附近的时候，他就讲了这句话，他说：“狮子吼叫，谁不惧怕？耶和华发命令，谁能不说预言呢？”
So this is actually a verse from Amos chapter 3. So he prophesied.Few days ago, for the Toronto revival, and he used this verse to prophesy. So, the lion has roared, who will not fear? The sovereign God has spoken, who can but prophesy?
后来他就说好，那我就问问，这个Gideon看到了什么，想到了什么，圣灵做了什么工。
So he decided to ask Pastor Gideon what he has seen and what is in his heart.
后来问的时候，就说给点就告诉他说，因为当时呢，神的灵到他呢，就看到中国上空的一条红龙，那犹大的狮子要来对付那个中国上空的红龙。
So he asked Pastor Gideon like what was he doing, and then Pastor Gideon said that when the spirit of God came upon him, he saw a red dragon among the air in China. So he saw the lion start to roar at this red dragon.
那他就知道，就是说神要用这些人呢，包括 Gideon 在内，将来要把这个。神的权柄要带到中国去对付中国那个庞涓的那边的邪灵，那就是龙文化。
So then he realized that God will use people like Pastor Gideon to face the spirit of dragon in China.
所以就是说，当这些现象发生的时候呢，我们就要去来去分辨啊，就是我们中间。我们不是期待这些现象发生，而是这些现象发生的时候呢，要跟人一个空间。
So if manifestation like that happen in the church, we have to give them the space and ask God. So what is it?
那这次也是讲到的大会里面最主要的就是，神在扩大我们的心，要有更多的爱。
So also in the gallery, we also talk about we should enlarge our heart so that we can contain more from God.
在爱里面，我们能够去接纳。
So in love, we can accept others.
不仅仅是接纳外面的罪人，也要接纳我们的弟兄，接纳这些现象。
So not only to accept the sinners from outside, but also accept your own brother and sisters and their mistakes and their past.
还有好多这样发生的事情。
And the manifestation.
那我觉得神就在我们中间做这个，给我们更多的爱， 因为你知道将来真正的祷告弃毒的人到你的中间，你要怎么做。
So I believe that this is what will happen. Like as a church, if someone who has drug addict come to you, and how, what are you going to do with them?
有些人在婚姻家庭里面遭受很多的虐待和伤害的人，来到这里他不讲理，你怎么做？
So if people came with their own pain and their suffering from their marriage, if they come to the church and they did not listen, what can you do? What will you do?
有的人他变了性，今天来到你的面前，你怎么做
？So if people who are transgender and came to our church, what will you do?
我曾经有个学生是一个同性恋，我很长时间不知道怎么样跟他传福音，不知道从哪里开始。
So I have a student, he is a homosexual, and for a long time I didn't know what to do with him.
所以我们要来问神，怎么样来去帮助这些人。有一个很大的一个心。
So we have to ask God, how do we help these people? We have to have an enlarged heart in order to help.
他是我学生里面最值得骄傲的一个，从这个学术的角度。
So from an academic point of view, this student is one of my top students.
他已经是成人。
Now he's an adult.
也去再去受教育。
And he's continuing to do his education.
他在美国的 Duke 大学要拿一个 Master。
So he's getting a master's degree in the university of.
数学忘记很长时间。数学忘记很多。
Also, he forgot about the math.
四十多岁到我这里来学习。
So he was in his 40s and he came to me to learn.
德国裔的人。
He's a German.
非常的刻苦。
Very hardworking.
品行也非常好。
Very good manners.
明天早上四点钟起来做完我的作业，完了以后六点钟去工作。
So he wakes up around 4 in the morning to finish my homework, his homework, and then go to work at 6.
那所有的考试最后，他都是 A plus 数学。
So all the exam comes out and he got A plus in all his math.
他就说我这个 tutor 太厉害。
And he said, oh, my tutor is the best.
我都很脸红。
And then I was really ashamed.
因为我从来没有见过这样一个学生，早上四点起来，把这功课做完就去工作，因为他有份工作的。
Because he is the only student I have seen that wake up at 4 in the morning to do his homework and then go to work at 6.
后来他也非常尊敬我。
And he respected me.
所以他跟他的那个 partner 就是他是男的，他有个 partner 男的要结婚的时候，他给我发一个邀请函。
So he is a male, so when he got married to another male partner, he even sent me an invitation.
那我怎么回应？你们为我祷告，为过去的事情祷告。
So how do I respond to that? Please pray for me for the things that have already happened in the past.
但是呢，我真的祷告，因为有好多人来到我们的中间，我们不能从表面看他。
So a lot of people, when they came to us, we cannot see them from the surface.
他天天跟他的妈妈都会有视频。嗯。
Yeah. So that person, every day he will have a video conference, video talk with his mom.
但是他从来不提他的爸爸。
But he never mentioned about his father.
好多东西就是说，所以我后来就学习这些东西，要去学习。
So I started to learn about these things.
不要下很多的定论。
So do not judge too quickly.
那就是说，所以我们中间好多在这个神的灵在运行的时候，因为我们祷告说，要是神人要得救的时候呢，神就答应。
So when you pray that or you ask God for more saved souls, God will answer your prayers.
但是我们要有这样的爱。
But you have to have this kind of heart to.
就像神爱我们的那种爱。
Just like the love that God has for us.
我们好多时候会忘记那种爱。
Sometimes we forget that kind of love in the beginning.
就是上帝爱罪人的那种爱。
The love that God loves the sinners.
就是一种不论断的爱。
A kind of love that do not judge.
一种深深的一种怜悯。
A deep mercy.
对，但是这种怜悯呢，又不是说只让他接纳他，接纳他。不做什么东西。
But this kind of mercy is not just to accept them, but to not do anything about it.
但是呢，事实上我们也做不了任何事情。
But indeed, we cannot do anything.
所以我们必须把他带到这个大能的神的面前。
So I have to bring these people to the Almighty God Himself.
所以我们必须要耶稣。
That's why we need Jesus.
没有耶稣，我们怎么能把这样的人带到那个大能的神
？So without Jesus, how can we bring these people to the face of God?
他们得医治。
Can he, so that he can be healed.
找到生命的方向。
So that he can find a direction in their lives.
所以我接着这机会，接着这次聚会呢。就是再次的来反省我们教会的根基是什么，方向是什么。
So through this gathering, we will come back again and then to reflect on our foundations.
我们的根基就是耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
Our foundation is Jesus Christ and Him being crucified on the cross.
另外就是使徒和先知的教训，这就是圣经。
And then also the teaching from the apostles and the prophets.
另外我们在圣灵里面的敬拜心灵里面的敬拜我们必须要向圣灵完全的敞开
and also to worship in the spirit and in truth and open ourselves totally to the Holy Spirit
因为只有圣灵的能力下来人才能够医治和改变
because only by the spirit by the power of the Holy Spirit so that we can have the power to make a change
没有圣灵的能力那就是这些理论圣经会变成一个理论这个理论最后让人变得非常的沉重。
So without the power from the Holy Spirit, all of this teaching just will become some kind of talk or theory in your lives.
Burden.
A burden.
你也做不到，他也做不到。
You cannot do anything, and the person you talk to cannot do anything.
那更重要的就是神的爱。
So the more important thing is God's love.
让我们中间呢，真的建立一个属灵的这个家。
So that we can be a spiritual family.
外面的人进来的时候，他感觉到这里是一个被接纳的地方。
So when people come to our church, they will find this is a place that can be accepted.
不是人要丢他石头的地方。
Not a place that you will throw a stone at them.
它是一个避风的港湾。
So it's a shelter for them.
他可以敞开自己，诉说他里面的苦衷。
So that they can open up themselves and tell us all about his burdens and worries.
在一个真正的家里面，人可以做自己。
So in a true family, a person can be who he is.
这是非常重要。他按他的本性来到这里，可能很粗糙，很莫名其妙。
So he as himself came among us, maybe rough, maybe difficult.
我们要求这样的爱。
But we have to ask for this kind of love to accept these people like that.
那是不是我们一下能够做到？
Can we do that?
弟兄姐妹，你愿意做就很好。那一下做到做不到呢？实在不敢打表保票，我也不能为我自己打保票。
So I cannot guarantee whether you can do it or not. Even myself cannot guarantee myself. But the first thing is to be willing.
首先，我们讲到接纳的时候呢，我要接纳你。你做不到的时候，我要接纳你。
So when we talk about acceptance, first thing is to accept one another.
你要接纳我。
You have to accept me, and I have to accept you as who you are.
那更要去接纳上帝。
And then we have to accept who God is.
上帝让这些种乱七八糟的现象把我们教会搅乱的时候呢，上帝谢谢。
So when God allow all these things happening in our church, we have to praise God for that.
上帝开始动手术的时候，人可能像蛇一样的开始在地上爬。人开始大吼大叫。
So if God is
我接纳你。
So if God is doing an operation, maybe people can manifest themselves as demon possessed or like a snake crawling on the ground.
你要接纳上帝的作为。
You have to accept what God has done.
他是主。
He is God.
他做事情的时候，好多时候不跟我们商量。
So a lot of times he do not make a decision with a talk with you first.
他不跟我们 discuss.
Yeah, he doesn't discuss with us first.
他只要我们祝福。
He only needed us to submit.
要让我们有爱心。
And he only want us to have love.
所以感谢耶稣。
Praise Jesus.
耶稣今天因为他是中保。
Because Jesus is the counselor.
我们虽然是罪人，他还是接纳我们。
Even though we are sinners, He still accepted us.
还把圣灵赐给我们。
And He also gave us the Holy Spirit.
所以这就是为什么 耶稣的名要被高举。
That's why we have to lift up high the name of Jesus.
主，我们今天就来高举你的名。
Yes, Lord, we will lift you high today.
主，今天就在弟兄姐妹的心里面再次来扩大我们的度量，扩大我们的信心。
So enlarge your faith, enlarge your heart today.
让我里面再次被圣灵来充满。
So that we will be filled with Holy Spirit once again.
大家请起立，我们真的就把手展开，做一个姿势，就说要接受圣灵更多的充满。
We ask you to stand and stretch out your arms as a symbol that you will receive the Holy Spirit fully.
啊，现在更多的来充满。
Fill us more, Lord.
啊，更好的来敬拜。
So that we can worship you.
哦，我们的敬拜，就说真的是以心灵和诚实，最好的敬拜献给他。
So we give the best of worship to Him with in truth and in spirit.
我们的敬拜里面不仅仅是唱歌，我们是真正用心灵的敬拜他。
We are not only singing songs, but we worship Him with our true heart and our faith.
我们敬拜团队也祷告，让他们更多的恩膏能够来带领我们来敬拜。
And we also pray for our worship team with more anointing.
另外就是说，他们如果做的不好，我还要接纳他们。
So if they did anything wrong, then we have to accept Him.Them.
非常重要，就是我们看到很多这种大聚会里面，非常多的这个音乐家非常厉害。
So a lot of gatherings they have good musicians.
但是我们要为我们的阿爸小雨点他们要感谢神。
But we want to praise God for people like Elvin and Isaka.
因为神看人的内心。
Because God look within our hearts.
我们要用心灵和诚实来拜上。
We will worship Him in truth and spirit.
我们的教会要你来完全的掌权。
And lay hold on us in our church.
Our church, you are the Lord.
You are the Lord. Yes.
You are 100% Lord.
你是百分之百的神。
主啊，你要百分之百在这里来掌权。
Lead us 100%.
我们也百分之百要你。
So we want 100% of you, Lord.
主啊，是的，主，愿你在这里来，我们的教会每一个人的家里面来大大的运行。
May you walk among us in our families.
让我们真正的来爱你、敬拜。
So that we can worship you with love and in truth.
也必然会把你无限的祝福来祝福你的儿女。
And you will give us your unlimited love and mercy.
主要是当我们今天回去的时候，我们真的越来越爱你，越来越爱你的话语。
So when we return home today, we will love you even more.
越来越愿意敬拜。
And we want to worship you even more.
越来越愿意祷告。
And we want to pray to you even more.
越来越愿意读经。
And we want to read the Bible even more.
越来越愿意来服侍。
And we want to serve you even more.
主啊，谢谢你。
Lord, thank you.
当我们软弱的时候，你允许你的恩典。赐给我们。
So when we are weak and you allow your mercy to be with us.
谢谢你不论断我们。
Thank you Lord for not judging us.
因为你的宝血厚厚的遮盖我们的过犯。
And you use the blood to cover all our sins.
我们能够坦然无惧的站在父神的面前。
So we can face God with without fear.
谢谢。
Lord, thank you.